Hello everyone, welcome to the Testing and Automation Dev Room at FOSTEM 2022. Your hosts today will be the four of us. So we're going to do a quick round of introduction. Let's start with Anders.
Hey there, my name is Anders Roxell. I'm a QA and kernel engineer from Linaro. Welcome.
Okay, thank you very much. Kirill.
Hello, I'm Cyril Hrubish, and I'm working for SUSE for, well, at least about 15 years at this point. And yeah, I'm kernel QA, mostly working on the low-level stuff, and I also maintaining the Linux test project.
Muted.
Yeah, we wanted to tell something we learned in the last year. So actually, there is a lot of things I have learned during the year, but there is one thing I appreciate a lot, and that is that I found that on YouTube there is a plenty of university lectures, so you can really sit at home comfortably and watch whatever you want to learn. So I did enjoy that quite a lot in the last year.
Okay, thank you very much. So our next moderator is Jacqueline, who is not here today. She is a test engineer with more than 10 years of experience, working on different customer-related projects, and she's also a newest contributor to the Qvity CMS project. And I am Alex Todorov, a test engineer at this point with more than 15 years of experience, working on different Linux related stuff, open source related stuff, and also project lead of the Qvity CMS open source project. So last year was very challenging for me. I've been switching fields in testing, so testing going more towards the distributed system side of things. So that's very different from just testing a single product that just installs on a system and you can manipulate it and assert the state. So at this point, a lot of the non-open source work which I do is shifting towards more like monitoring and observability rather than standard testing that we are used to. So that's something new for me that was unexpected and also a challenge. I'm happy to see that after 15 years, there's still a lot more left for me to learn. And with that said, I am moving on to the next slide. Practical information for you. If you have been a visitor to FOSDEM 2021, you know how the virtual system works. So it's going to be the same this year. If you have not been a visitor, the main things that you need to remember is that we have two separate video streams. So one of them we call the main dev room stream. This is controlled automatically by the scheduling system at FOSDEM. When the time slot for a particular talk starts, the system will play a pre-recorded video. Wait until the end of this video, and then for as many minutes are left of this particular time slot, the system will switch to a live question and answers. Speakers will be live. However, the audience will be able to send questions only via the text chat. So send your questions. There is a speaker and a moderator that are monitoring your questions, and as much of the time that they have, they will answer those questions. After the time is up, the main stream will automatically switch to the next